This Smart Start Money podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
Welcome to this episode of the Smart Start Money podcast. My name is Eric Flynn. Today's podcast, I'm going to talk about ways to save money on new technology. The newest cell phone, television, or computer can be fun to have, but it can also be very expensive. Stick around for this podcast episode, and I'm going to discuss ways you can save money on buying the latest and greatest when it comes to technology. New technology items. If you're like me, you probably know somebody that is the type of person that's always buying the newest, latest, and greatest when it comes to either something like a cell phone or television. They always seem to have the newest gadgets. But new technology is also, it's almost always expensive to buy. And nothing seems to depreciate in value like new technology, except for maybe something like a car, obviously, that depreciates like a rock within the first 3 to 5 years. But technology items as well, they depreciate very quickly because it is advancing so fast. New things are always coming out. When it comes to saving money, getting out of debt and building wealth, buying new technology, it can be a major obstacle for some people because they always want to get the latest toys. Now, I'm a technology geek, so to speak, and love all the new things that seem to come out each year. And I understand the feeling that many people have to buy the latest and greatest. However, I am also thrifty. So buying new technology isn't something I do on a regular basis. Purchasing new technology items in almost every case, I will say, for consumers at least, is it's a waste of money. And the only circumstance I can think of for buying new technology for it may actually being worth it is for a business. If a business can buy a new piece of technology that's going to save them money in the long run, it certainly makes sense many times, you know, depending on the cost of the item that they're going to buy. Buying the newest cell phone, let's take for example, for just a consumer, it's not going to earn that person extra money in most cases. You know, spending $1,000 on one may get a person more memory in a phone, or it might even take better photos, but realistically, it's not going to do much more. Maybe the battery life is a little longer as well, but it's not going to do a whole lot for the money you're spending. One of the keys to putting more money away is limiting the purchase of things that depreciate in value. And almost all technology depreciates and it goes down in value. You know, as I mentioned, it goes down in value quickly. Today's podcast episode, I'm going to give you some ways that you can save. How can you save money on new technology? And I'll tell you the first way you can save money on new technology, and the best way is don't buy new technology. Now, I know it can be challenging, but I will say try to resist the urge to buy the latest and greatest. I completely understand wanting that newest thing. You know, it's impressive and it's really neat to have. It's a neat toy. The truth is that the thing you buy maybe half the value. It's going to be half the value in a year or two and outdated many times. So why spend hard-earned money on something that will go from, you know, cool and impressive to dull and no longer remarkable in probably just a few years? There are better ways to spend money that are, so to speak, you know, exciting, like investing the money and seeing it grow. This to me seems much more, you know, sensational than a cell phone that takes better photos than the previous one. Now, cell phones they're a great example of new technology because it seems like new phones are, you know, they're coming out all the time. And it's just a big example of people wasting money on new technology. I always wonder how, you know, someone could be so irresponsible in a way to spend as much as $1,000 on a phone. If someone wants a cell phone with internet texting and the capability to take photos or video, most of the previous models do this very well, and they can be as much as half the price or more of a new one. So just buying technology items a few years old opposed to the newest thing, it's a way to save a lot of money. And I was thinking the other day, I was seeing something on cell phone technology. And when you think about it, when cell phones first came out, you know, they were thousands of dollars to get the technology, you know, one of those big brick phones or whatever, you know, $2,000-$3,000. And now we're looking at just the phone costs again being $1,000-$1,500 for a cell phone. And that's in addition to, you know, the service, whereas, you know, probably 3-4 years ago, they were, you know, $400, $500. It's just the cost is going up so fast with buying new cell phones. So what are some other ways you can save on technology by as opposed to just not buying new technology? And buy technology behind is a good way to do it, to save money on technology. And I've used this practice of always being a little behind to get the newest thing. It may not be the most advanced technology if you buy technology behind, but it will be the newest, at least to you. So for example, my television probably a year ago, it finally gave out and it was not repairable. And the model I purchased as a replacement was, you know, it was a few years old and several hundred dollars cheaper than the newest version. Now, my old television was, you know, it was just the standard HD quality, and it was a older television, and I was able to purchase a 4K one for about the same price I paid for the HD one several years ago. The newest one with even better resolution and features, if you compare, will drop in price by the time I need a replacement again, and I'll purchase the absolute newest technology that, you know, at that time that I bought my replacement TV that was just a few years old. And the result is, it each time you do this, if you buy a little behind, is an upgrade in technology. So although it's not the latest and greatest, it's a few years behind, it's still newer to you. Now, I know what some people might be thinking, you know, technology that is too old will have issues, and this certainly can be true. No matter what cell phone makers say, a really old cell phone will oftentimes have problems. And I don't believe for a minute that they keep the software up to date so older technology functions properly. That's understandable. The reality, I believe, is at some point it goes downhill and, you know, continuous problems will occur. And this is how they sell cell phones. You know, they encourage people to buy new ones by making the updates. You know, you start to have problems with your phone, but one that's probably a few years old compared to an absolute brand new one, and you can get it for half the price, is probably not going to have a ton of problems. You do have to get several years down the road before you have many problems. And today, my cell phone is, I wouldn't say I have major problems with it. The battery life doesn't last as long, but it's not a huge deal. And I don't have a ton of problems with it, but it's, you know, 3 or 4 generations behind the newest model that's out. And when I go to finally get rid of it, I'll never be able to sell it or get anything unless it's somebody wants to buy something that's an antique, I guess. But that's how I save money on technology. Now, computers are another issue when you think about it when it comes to technology. And buying one that is too old can certainly be a problem. And support for, you know, versions of software, they do end. And I have an old computer that currently has this issue with, I subscribe to, for my television, I cut the cable several years ago now, and I have YouTube TV, and the older computer I have is not able to update the browser, the operating system isn't. So I can't watch TV on that computer because I can't get the browser for YouTube TV. It's just not, I'm not able to get the update. So the version required to watch YouTube television on that computer, it can't be used, and thus it's outdated. So with computers, you know, you can get one that's too old, and there is a time period to save on technology items and still have them usable. And the computer is certainly a case. You know, if you buy a computer that's probably 5 years or more older, you can certainly have problems. You know, as little as even a year or two makes a big difference in price. And if you buy technology that's just a year or two old, it's most often safe. And they're still updating operating systems and things like that to keep them running. And this isn't the case with all things. Some older technology can also be relevant. It's just important to do a little research before making a purchase. When it comes to new technology, one of the big things you can do is be patient and wait some time to save some money. Save money on things built with new technology. You really need to be patient. And a lot of times, you know, the way they advertise these things, you want to go out and get the newest and latest and greatest. And a good example here is you might see, you know, that new television with the best color and picture you ever thought would be even possible. And the next year it's selling for half the price it was the previous year. Anytime I see something with the latest and greatest, personally, I just sit back and wait. If it's something I need, I pick it up at the reduced cost after, you know, it's been out for a while. And cell phones are a big one, as I kind of went over these, are a big one to be patient for. And I don't ever upgrade until it just has, you know, my old one has too many issues to function any longer, unless they're giving away the new ones for free with service. And this doesn't really happen much anymore. You know, in the old days, if you just signed up with service for a company, they often threw in a cell phone because the price of the service made up for the phone after, you know, the contract period, which they usually, a lot of places make you sign a contract. And even with this, which not many cell service, like I said, providers do any longer with giving away phones, I rarely get the newest one. Getting an older model and paying cash is, when it comes to cell phones, can be the way to go, especially if you are locked into a contract. You know, if you're lucky and you're in a contract, if you want to, you know, these days it's leasing a phone. If you want to do that, they're going to have you sign a new contract. And at least with my provider, if I just buy a phone and I get it hooked up to service, I don't have to renew a contract. And this, for me, is personally worth also buying the older phone that I can get a little cheaper. Personally, I don't like contracts for cellular service. And I know there are some companies out there where you don't have to get a contract and there's prepaid cards you can get and things like that. But I've been using the same service for a long time. And I just try to stay out of being in a contract. And they always try to sell me on the newest thing, you know, that can be had for a discount to try and renew my contract, but I always turn it down. Another way to save on new technology is to repair something. When something stops working, rather than racing out to buy the newest model, consider repairing the one that you have. And this can extend the life of that television or cell phone. Make sure to first evaluate the costs involved with a repair. If a repair is much less than a replacement, then it a lot of times makes sense to just make the fix. Professional repair technicians, I do know, you know, they can be expensive, but they can also be affordable compared to some new technology purchases. With a lot of things, I am a big supporter of trying to fix an item myself, and it will almost always save money. I may even take a small gamble once in a while if I am not too sure that I'll be able to fix something. And I recently did this, you know, if a replacement part to solve a problem may cost, you know, for example, $10 and extend the life of something a few years, I'll try to fix it myself. And an example, like I said, of this recently that I had was when my TV did go, it appeared that it was the LED backlight on the television that went out. And so I tried to search on the internet and get a replacement part. And I ordered one off of eBay at the time. And of course, when I got it, even though they said it was comparable with the model I got, it was not compatible with the model. It wasn't compatible. So I had to send it back. And I wasn't really ever able to find that exact board for the television I have. There were some used ones out there and I really didn't want to get a used one only to have, you know, take the time for $10 to repair it and then a week later it go out again. So I opted to just get a new television because the one I had at the time was quite old. But I did try to repair it, you know, first, and the $10 was worth the gamble, even though I was able to return and get my $10 back, but it was worth the gamble. And you would be surprised by the repair information available on the internet. If you're not already aware of this, like I said, the television I had, I just did a little research and it appeared that it was probably the backlight on the television that went out. There's just a wealth of information available to refurbish things and bring them back to life, even when it comes to technology items. And YouTube is certainly a great resource for finding a lot of those how-to things. I don't think there's much you can't find these days on YouTube when it comes to repairing things. I've used it over the years to save a ton of money from not just technology items and repairing them, but, you know, home fixes and car fixes and everything else. So there are ways to repair things. There is another way you can save on technology, and that's by buying used or refurbished. When someone has used something for a while, the price is, you know, most often it's dropped due to the appeal of it no longer being new. Buying used items can save quite a bit of money. With some electronic technology, it can be a gamble buying used, but depending on the price, it may be an option. Also, with many items, you can research the reliability of them. So Consumer Reports, it's one of the great resources for just about anything. And even better are sometimes the product reviews on YouTube. There seems to be a review for just about anything you can think of. So if you are going to buy something used or refurbished, I would do your research on it beforehand and make sure it is a quality item. Because if you buy something that doesn't last a long time and you buy it used or refurbished, it's probably not going to be worth it. And one example I have for being careful is for buying a audio video receiver. And doing my research ahead of time, there are certain models that run cooler than others, and ones that run hot and tend to overheat and shut down. And so you figure that an older used receiver has the possibility of having issues with overheating. It's best to stick with, you know, a model that's known not to have issues. Refurbished items can be bought at a discount as well. And these may be items that were possibly returned because someone did not like it or want it. It could also be something that was not working and then parts were replaced to get it up to working condition. And the great thing about buying refurbished is it can sometimes even come with a warranty. It may not be as long of a warranty as buying something new, but it would provide some protection. With online shopping places like, you know, Amazon, eBay, buying used or refurbished things has become much better buying experience. Amazon has got great return policies for many of its things. eBay is also getting better at being in favor of the buyer, with many sellers offering a window for returning things. Now, I would caution against purchasing something used from a site like Craigslist or a garage sale. Great deals can be found at these places, but it is important to know that you are taking a bigger gamble when you buy from places like this. Auctions or estate sales can also be a good place to purchase things that are used. I've attended a number of these over the years, and they're not for just buying antiques. Many auctions and estate sales, they sell household items, you know, such as televisions and stereo equipment. And there is somewhat of a gamble with these as well, but if the price is right, it can be a good deal. And a few resources I use to find local estate sales and auctions are, there's one site called estatesales.net, and that gives you a list of local estate sales in your area. And the other one for auctions is called auctionzip.com. And local sales are easy to find with these sites. If you have never been to an auction or an estate sale, I highly recommend it. There are some really good deals many times to find with these. Another way to save money on new technology is sell the old one or trade it in. And I still recommend not buying the newest technology, but to save some money with something a little older, sell the old thing or trade it in before making the new purchase. Some retailers will offer money for trade-in, so this could also be an option, but selling For example, a cell phone on eBay will more than likely result in more money. So if you do want to upgrade to the newest and latest and you want to save a little money, get rid of the old one first. And, you know, if you have a phone that's 5 years old and you want the newest, sell the old one on eBay. I can almost guarantee you if you sell online, you will probably get more than you would say at a garage sale or something. So it is an option to try to do that. Sell the old stuff before buying the new, or at least the newest to you, as I said before, and this will reduce the cost of the purchase. This is even the case very often with broken or damaged goods. So if you have something that's broken and you want to upgrade to the latest and greatest, you can still sell that old cell phone, television, or computer oftentimes for just parts online, because people will often buy them to repair something they already have. So just do, you know, a search online for parts on various items that are quickly technologically outdated, and you'll see there's a big market for used parts for a lot of things. If selling parts of things, you know, online is something you decide to do, just make sure that the description, you know, if you sell it on eBay, clearly states that it is for parts only. Saving money on technology, it can be easy, or, you know, if you have a hard time really resisting to buy the newest gadget, it can be a challenge. And for me, saving money on technology is simple. It's more of a choice to just decide to do so and follow some simple guidelines. For someone trying to get out of debt and save money, buying the latest and greatest technology, it's often just a terrible decision due to the fast appreciation on most things. Why pay more for something than you need, you know, in any situation? So if you just need a phone that's going to make phone calls and something simple to access the internet and a camera, there's older generations of phones that do that just fine. As consumers, we all like to buy things, and it could be things we need or things to make us happy and enjoy life, but do we really need all of it? And the answer is probably not. Life will not end with buying an older version of something. If you want you want an iPhone, life's not going to end if you don't buy the newest one for $1,200, $1,500. However, life can be enjoyed much more with being debt-free, and this is a strong case to avoid buying the latest and greatest technology. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money Podcast. If you like this podcast, please subscribe. You can also visit smartstartmoney.com, where you'll find information and resources on saving money. I always like to hear from listeners. If you have any questions or comments about the podcast, you can send them to eric@smartstartmoney.com. On the next podcast episode, I'm going to answer a question I recently replied to on why people in their 30s and 40s work minimum wage jobs. Some of the reasons I saw for this question made me, honestly, just a little bit angry. Join me on the next podcast, and I will explain why.